Good morning and welcome to the Community Connection. I'm Tom Levine. In the studio with me today, I have Sarah Hallis, who has brought her daughters, Abigail and Afia Hallis, in. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good. We're doing great.
Okay. All right. And we are going to talk about 4-H. So what 4-H club are you in? Are you in the same 4-H club?
Uh-huh. Yeah. We're in the Jeff Chatters.
In the Jeff Chatters. Okay. And the Jeff Chatters have an event coming up on Tuesday, right? The 17th?
Mm-hmm.
And what is that event?
That event is the Pizza Hut event, where people will go to Pizza Hut and people from the Jeff Chatters Club will be the waitresses and waiters and will take their orders, and all the donations and tips will go to our club, and 15% of the money that comes in will go to our club.
Okay, now do you have to have a flyer for this?
Yes, you have to have a flyer you have to have a copy of the flyer present to participate.
Okay, and where do I get the flyer?
You can get them from the library, Save-A-Lot, the chamber, the extension office, and
Pizza Hut.
And Pizza Hut.
Oh, okay. So they have them at Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
But you got to get them before the getting's gone, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So it is the 17th, and it's during normal business hours at Pizza Hut.
It's from 5 to 8 p.m.
From 5 to 8 p.m. Okay, from 5 to 8 p.m. at Pizza Hut in Fairfield, a portion will go to the Jeff Chatters 4-H Club, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll find out more about it and find out more about the Jeff Chatters in just a few moments, so stay tuned here to WFIW.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
College is not a bad idea. College, statistically speaking, is a great idea. That's why we used to say with great pride, I'm the first one in my family to get a college degree. Being smart, being educated in the right things in the right way with reasonable price structures is absolutely vital. Hey, it's Dave Ramsey. Join us for the Dave Ramsey Show weekdays at 4 right here on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
Okay, we are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Abigail and Afia Hallis about 4-H Club. Jeff Chatters 4-H Club is where they are members, and they are having a night on Tuesday night, the 17th, at Pizza Hut in Fairfield from 5 to 8 p.m. There'll be waiting tables, and then all the tips and all the some of the proceeds from the night will go to the Jeff Chatters 4-H Club, but only if you have a printed receipt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. All right. So, and we've talked about where to get those receipts. Have you been in training for taking orders, and have the Pizza Hut people gone? Now you gotta take the orders, right? You gotta know what are carrying drinks or carrying mm-hmm. pizzas to the table. Have you practiced?
Not yet.
No. Is it now starting to worry you that you might have to carry pizzas to the table?
No.
Okay. All right. You're not clumsy or anything. Is what you're saying. You're not going to trip. There won't be pizza everywhere.
No.
Okay. All right. So who came up with this idea for the Pizza Hut night for the Jeff Chatters?
Mom.
Okay, Sarah came up with the idea. All right, so Sarah, where did you come up with the idea at, huh?
Yeah, so it's always hard trying to find a fundraiser. You know, the easy things to do are pork burgers and different things like that, but a lot of our kids are in the school system, and so they get a lot of opportunities to sell, you know, beef jerky sticks and laundry soap and all those kind of things. And so I was on the committee for, hey, let's find a fundraiser and let's do something different. So I started thinking about what businesses we have here in town, and I thought, hey, I wonder if we could work with Pizza Hut. And so I went in and talked with the manager, Justin. He's been great to work with, and he would love lots of other clubs to work with him, and it sounds like it's going to be a fun fundraiser for us.
Okay. All right. So Justin made it all happen, huh?
He did, yep.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, what is, do you know what you're going to do with the proceeds? Does the club have plans for the proceeds?
Yeah, so the club in general uses the club funds for various different things. So we do a lot of community outreach, and so if we're going to have a cleanup day, we could use the proceeds to purchase garbage bags or different things like that. We purchase t-shirts every year for the club so we can show who our club is at the county fair and state fair. And so just different projects we do around town, and then different things for the club, parties, different things like that.
Oh, okay. All right. So Althea, tell me, what is it like to be a Jeff Chatter?
Well,
do you have fun?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the funnest thing you do?
Well, I liked, one of the things that I did is, I went to Tour Elastec, and that was really fun.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, it's kind of interesting out there, huh?
Uh-huh.
All right. And, what about the fair? Did you go to the fair?
Yes. Yeah, we went to the fair.
Did you have 4-H night at the fair?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what was that like?
That was, I thought it was really fun.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And do you have, what's your project for the fair this last year?
This year I'm doing aerospace and pigs.
Aerospace and pigs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how did you choose aerospace and pigs?
Well, I chose aerospace because I,
What are you going to do in your aerospace project?
I'm going to build a rocket, launch it off, and show it.
Oh, okay. All right. So, and what are you going to do in your pig category?
I'm going to show pigs and,
Do you have to keep records on your pig?
Yes.
Okay, so you have to show that you're taking care of the pig and then show the pig at the fair.
Yes.
Okay, do you have a pig?
Yes, I just haven't seen it yet because it's not at our house, it's at the Kaiser's farm.
Oh, okay, so the Kaisers have a pig and you're going to show it, you're working with it.
Yes.
So how often do you work with it? How often are you going to have to work with it before the show?
Probably once or twice a week.
Okay. All right. Okay. And those training sessions will start pretty soon, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you get some advice from other pig showers?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, yeah.
Who'd you get advice from?
I got advice from Andrew Smith I got some advice from the Green Waltz.
Oh, okay.
And,
all right. Yeah. And did they say, you know what, you should show a pig. It's fun.
Yeah. Okay. Definitely.
Okay. All right. You're not scared of the pig, right?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's important. Okay. We are talking to Afia and Abigail Hallis and Sarah Hallis. We're talking about the Jeff Chatters 4-H Club, and they are having a fundraising night at Pizza Hut in Fairfield. It is March the 17th. It is from 5 to 8 p.m., and you have to find a printed flyer. Mm-hmm. And they are in the library, or you can get some at Pizza Hut or at the Extension office. A couple other places have them. We'll talk more about the Pizza Hut night at the 4-H night at Pizza Hut in just a few moments.
Hi, I'm Danny Lipford from Today's Homeowner. Need to up your home improvement game? We can help. Whether you're aiming to impress someone special with your handy skills, tackle neglected repairs, or add value to your home, we've got your weekly dose of expert advice, tips, and hacks for taming your to-do list. And we'll have a little fun along the way. Your home will be the one that's talked about for all the right reasons. And it all starts right here. Saturday mornings at 9 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking about the Jeff Chatters having a 4-H night at Pizza Hut here in Fairfield. It is March 17th. It is from 5 to 8 p.m. And if you bring in a flyer, then you get then a portion of the proceeds from that order will go to the Jeff Chatters 4-H Club. Plus, all tips that night will go to the Jeff Chatters, and the Jeff Chatters are serving. How many members are there in the Jeff Chatters 4-H Club, Abigail?
About 24.
About 24. Wow. Okay, so you're going to have plenty of help.
Yes.
Okay. Is everybody looking forward to it?
Yes. I know I am, and a couple of my fellow people who are in the Jeff Chatters are very excited to going to this.
Okay. All right. So is Pizza Hut your favorite pizza? Or does Mom make a better pizza?
Oh.
Mom makes a better pizza.
Mom makes a better pizza. That's what I usually figured. Be the answer at our house, too. But Pizza Hut is a good second, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you like on your pizza, Abigail?
I like sausage and pepperonis.
Okay. And now we're back to pigs. Sausage. all right. Sausage and pepperonis. So what is your favorite part of being part of the Jeff Chatters 4-H Club, this big group of?
My favorite part is probably the fundraisers. I like being with other people and serving the community and having a fun time while doing it.
Okay, so what other, what kind of ways have you helped serve the community in the Jeff Chatters?
Well, at Christmas time with the lights in the park, our whole club was out there and we were handing out candy canes to everyone and we were collecting proceeds for the park.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Did you get cold?
Yes, I did get cold. But there was a burn barrel with some fire in it. So whenever I was cold, I just went over there.
Okay. How about you, Afia? Is that a fun night for you?
Yeah, I really liked it, too.
Okay. Is there another event where you went out and helped the community?
Yeah, we had a pork burger sale at the Save-A-Lot. We had this gigantic grill that we, just cooked pork burgers on, and then we would put the pork burgers together and wrap them in aluminum foil,
And that was fun.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Okay. All right. Abigail, tell me what your project is for what was your project for the fair last year?
My project for fair last year was cooking and first aid, and I got to go to State Fair with my cooking.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So what was that like? What was it like at State Fair?
There was a lot of people there, and I got to see a whole lot of cool projects at the State Fair.
Okay, did that give you ideas about this year's fair entry?
Yes, and it also helped me with my last year's fair entry.
Really?
And so the stuff that was there at the State Fair, as I said, I didn't get first aid. I didn't go to state and first aid, but I got to see the people who did go to state and first aid, and I got to see what they would do so I could make my entry better this year.
Oh, okay. So are you going to do first aid again this year?
No, I'm not.
Okay. What are you going to do this year for the fair?
I'm going to do pigs this year.
You're going to do pigs also?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you shown pigs before?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Do you know the trick with pigs is? You know what the trick is?
Well, you don't really want to hit them too hard because when you're trying to direct your pig,
you have it with like a stick, so you don't want to hit them too hard so you bruise them, but you also don't want to hit them too lightly so that they won't move. So oh. you're trying to direct your pig and trying to show off your pig to the judge.
Oh, okay. Have you found out anything about pigs that you didn't know before?
Yes, I didn't know that there was more than one breed of pigs.
Really?
Yes.
Because they're just all pigs, right?
Yeah, that's what I thought, but there's more than one breed of pig.
Oh, okay. Did you find out that pigs like marshmallows?
No, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Way to go, Afia.
Yeah, you feed them marshmallows so that they keep their head up, and that's better in showing.
Oh, okay. Looks like your little sister has some tips for you. All right. So is your pig also out at the Kaiser Farm?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And have you met your pig?
Not this year, no.
Not this year yet. Okay. All right. So how do you manage to get a pig out at their farm?
Well, we have some members of the Kaiser family at our church, and one of them was like, hey, you want to show pigs? And we're like, sure, we'll show pigs. So we went over to their farm, and we got to pick out our pigs for last year.
Oh.
And we showed pigs for them.
Oh, okay. And how did you do last year?
I did pretty well. I got second in the heavyweight championship.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay. All right. We will be back in just a few moments. We are talking to Abigail and Afia Hallis and Sarah Hallis. We're talking about the Jeff Chatters 4-H Club, and we are talking about the Pizza Hut night they're having on Tuesday, March the 17th from 5 to 8 p.m. Get a flyer. Find them at we'll tell you where to find them at again in the next segment, and go in on Tuesday night, and a portion of your purchase will go to the Jeff Chatters 4-H Club. Plus, all the tips that night also go to the Jeff Chatters 4-H Club. We'll be back in just a moment.
We open the bucket of bunk. We examine the results from the question of the day and play a little trivia each weekday morning on Morning Coffee. I'm Ike Reith, inviting you to join me and Mark Turner as we have our caffeine with a local guest. You can get us on 104.9 FM, WFIWradio.com, and we even show up on YouTube. If you're looking at hard news, insightful commentary, this might not be your cup of coffee. If you're looking for fun, tune us in.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Abigail and Afia Hallis and Sarah Hallis from the Jeff Chatters 4-H Club. We're talking about 4-H in general, and also they have a big event coming up on Tuesday night, March the 17th. It is from 5 to 8 at Pizza Hut here in Fairfield. If you bring in a form, a pre-printed form, mm-hmm. You can't show it on your phone. If you bring in a pre-printed form, you get a portion of the proceeds will go to the Jeff Chatters 4-H Club and on that night. Okay, so let's talk about where, Abigail, where can we get the forms again?
You can get the forms at the library. There's some at Save-A-Lot, some at the Commerce, some at Pizza Hut, and the Extension office.
Okay. They got them at Save-A-Lot, too?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, all right, because everybody's always in Save-A-Lot.
Yep.
Just like, you know, you're almost always in Pizza Hut. So does this work with deliveries too? If you,
yes, it does.
It's dine-in and carry-out.
Dine-in and carry-out. Wow. How generous of Pizza Hut. Now, we've talked about the fair and things you've done there. Where else, let's talk about your 4-H Club. Where does your 4-H Club meet?
We meet at the Hope Center right outside of town.
Okay, at the Hope Center.
Mm-hmm.
And what day, when do you meet?
We meet on Sunday afternoon at 2.
Every Sunday afternoon at 2?
Every second Sunday of the month.
Oh, okay. Every second Sunday of the month at 2.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody wanted to join the Jeff Chatters 4-H Club, they just show up?
No, you have to go to the Extension office, and you need to talk to Jessica or Yvette.
Jessica or Yvette.
Mm-hmm.
And they can direct you to a 4-H club near you, right?
Yes.
Okay. So Is that what you did when you joined 4-H?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And they put you in Jeff Chatters because that was the closest club for you. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Have more kids your age. You have friends in 4-H?
Yes, I have three people who are my age that are regularly coming to our club.
Okay. How about you, Alfia?
Yeah, I have a friend in 4-H. Her name is Kaylin. There we go. Her name's Kaylin, and
yeah,
she's 2 years younger than me.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And she's new to our club.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're sort of a guide for her, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So does Kaylin know how much fun 4-H is yet?
Yeah.
Has she seen the full advantage, the full 4-H advantage?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. You have a couple of other things that you've done in the community. What are those?
We're doing the pollinator project, where you we got our space of land, and we planted seeds, and it's to help the bees and butterflies.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you planted the bee and butterfly garden, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And did you learn the significance of bees and butterflies?
Yeah.
Learning. Okay. Was that fun to plant the bee and butterfly garden?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Did you know that there's a problem with the bees? And you're helping out the bees?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you chose that project?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, kind of.
Kind of. All right. All right. What else have you done?
We've wrote letters to the AeroVac 11s.
Oh yeah.
Uh huh. And then they've written back as well, and we're going to give them baskets of like hygiene items and stuff like that because they're there. Because they're there, like, almost all day, and they have to sit there all day, no breaks.
Oh, okay. Well, that's very nice of you. Mm-hmm. Abigail, do you have a favorite project that you've done?
Yes, I like working at the Humane Society.
Oh, you work at the Humane Society?
Well, we bring stuff to the Humane Society, so we take money from our club, and mm-hmm. we get stuff for the Humane Society, and we bring it to the Humane Society.
Like dog food and cat food?
Yes. And then one day when we were there, we helped clean up the Humane Society, like bleach the walls mm-hmm. and clean up the areas.
Oh, how nice.
Mm-hmm.
Did they let you pet the puppies?
Yes. And certain puppies and cats, yeah.
Okay. All right. Was it full?
It wasn't full when we went.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. Because you don't want the Humane Society to be full.
Yes.
You want people to adopt the animals out.
Yes.
All right. Are you planning on working with anybody else this year?
Yes. We're going to start working with the food pantry in the Appalachian Mountains. So a person in our club, he's our president, he has this project in his church where we bring canned goods, and they have a truck that delivers it into the mountains, and there are some people there that don't have enough food, so that's their only supply of food, so we're trying to get them some
wow.
food there.
Okay. All right. We have been talking to Abigail and Afia Hallis and Sarah Hallis. We've been talking about the Jeff Chatters 4-H Club, which meets the second Sunday of every month at the Hope Center.
Mm-hmm.
And the meeting time is 2 o'clock. And then this Tuesday, March the 17th, from 5 to 8 at Pizza Hut in Fairfield, if you bring in a printed flyer, And you can get them at Save-A-Lot, and you can get them at the library, and you can get them at Pizza Hut and the Extension Office. And is there one more?
The Chamber.
And the Chamber Office. If you get a flyer there, you can go into Pizza Hut, and a portion of your proceeds will go to the Jeff Chatters 4-H Club. Mm-hmm. And that is, again, Tuesday night from 5 to 8 p.m. on the 17th of March. Ladies, thanks for coming in. You've been very brave.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. That's going to do it for today here on WFIW.